This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. President Donald Trump's impeachment trial is slated to finish on Saturday with a vote on whether the former president should be convicted on a charge of inciting insurrection in a speech to supporters just before hundreds of them stormed the U.S. Capitol. Securing a conviction would require the vote of at least 17 members of Trump's Republican Party. Earlier in the week, six of them broke with the party to vote that the trial should proceed. And on Friday, a Republican Senate aide said ultimately as many as 10 might vote to convict. We'll be watching that story throughout the day and keep you updated. The Italian president swore in the former chief of the European Central Bank, Mario Draghi, as prime minister on Saturday. He'll head a unity government called on to confront the coronavirus crisis and an economic slump. All but one of Italy's major parties have rallied to his side, and his cabinet includes lawmakers from across the political spectrum. Much rests on the new prime minister's shoulders. He is tasked with plotting Italy's recovery from the pandemic and must immediately set to work on plans for how to spend more than 200 billion euros in European Union funds aimed at rebuilding the economy. If he prevails, he will likely bolster the entire eurozone, which has long fretted over Italy's problems. Success would also prove to Italy's skeptical northern allies that by offering funds to the poor south, they will fortify the entire bloc. But he faces enormous challenges. Italy is mired in its worst downturn since World War II. Hundreds of people are still dying of COVID-19 each day, and the vaccination campaign is going slowly. This is VOA News. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani warned Saturday of a COVID-19 fourth wave as cases rise in certain areas of the Middle Eastern country hardest hit by the pandemic. Rouhani said in televised remarks, quote, "This is a warning for all of us." He said some cities in the southwestern province of Khuzestan were now red, which is the highest on Iran's color-coded risk level, after weeks of low alert levels across the country. The country of more than 80 million people has lost close to 59,000 lives out of more than 1.5 million cases of COVID infection. Rouhani's remarks came a day after Iran received 100,000 doses of Russia's Sputnik V jab ahead of schedule on Friday, according to a health ministry spokesman. Iran started its vaccination campaign on Tuesday, with the first shipment arriving on February 4th. The health minister has said Iran would also receive doses of the vaccine developed by Anglo-Swedish firm AstraZeneca and Oxford University. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says that all hypotheses are still open in the World Health Organization's search for the origins of COVID-19. A WHO-led mission in China said this week that it was not looking further into the question of whether the virus escaped from a lab. The United States has said it will review the mission's findings. The mission has said its main hypotheses are that the virus originated in a bat, although there are several possible scenarios for how it passed to humans, possibly first by infecting another species of animal. The former administration of U.S. President Donald Trump, which left office last month, said it believed the virus may have escaped from a lab in the Chinese city of Wuhan. China has strongly denied this and says the Wuhan Institute of Virology was not studying related viruses. The U.S. White House says President Joe Biden will seek to close the prison on the U.S. base at Guantanamo Bay following a review process. Press Secretary Jen Psaki says it's the intention of the Biden administration to close the detention facility, something President Barack Obama pledged to do within a year of taking office in January 2009. Psaki gave no timeline, telling reporters that the formal review would be robust and would require the participation of officials who have not yet been appointed under the new administration. Only 40 prisoners remain at the facility. For more on these stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.